Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
It's time to get hog wild. Let's make it wild tonight. That's a big old barbecue, superstars. Hell yeah. Chris Chadwick in the house right here, right now, live for another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We are ready to let the smoke roll tonight. We're going to talk some barbecue, have some fun, and no telling what else. This is a show that is all about you and the Q. We have a big time right here. It's time to kick back, enjoy yourself, call in 347-202-0263. That is the same old barbecue number every week. Call in 347-202-0263, and let's talk some smoke, let's talk barbecue. It doesn't matter if we're talking events, flavor profiles, pits, rigs, rubs, injections. It does not matter. It's all good right here in the barbecue hood on the Chris Chadwick Show. I've got to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors real quick before we get this show on the road. As always, I like to give a big shout-out to my sponsors because, guys, you know what I'm talking about. It's very important It helps tremendously. Sponsors are just a blessing. They help us. We help them. You know what I'm talking about. I'm so thankful for all of mine and continue to work on trying to get more because every little bit helps. Can I get a big old hell yeah on that? Hell yeah. Every little bit helps. And that's what we're all about, promoting barbecue 100%. Everything barbecue we promote. So I've got to give a big shout-out to BarbecueSuperstars.com. Mr. Daryl Mast, Barbecue Superstars, in my opinion, is the food network of barbecue. It is huge. It is all over the web. It is all over Facebook, Twitter. It's just viral. It's crazy. We have shows every night of the week. We have got a strong, strong lineup of shows every night of the week. I mean, some awesome barbecue talk. Guys, y'all call in. It doesn't matter if you're from the East Coast and you want to call in or the West Coast calling in talking about East Coast. It does not matter. It's all barbecue. It doesn't matter if it's MBN, KCBS, Tennessee Barbecue Association, Florida, or Georgia, the Southern Barbecue Network. It doesn't matter where you cook, what you cook. What's important is you are barbecue family. You are all in one big old hole loving the barbecue, smell of smoke, the sweet meat we eat. I'm telling you, guys, it does not matter. Call in. We'd love to have you. Let's talk barbecue. But that's what Barbecue Superstars is. It's a great place to be, great organization to become a part of. So check out BarbecueSuperstars.com. Green Mountain Grills, I need to say more about that. Green Mountain Grills is an awesome pellet cooker. I have a Daniel Boone that I use all the time, and I'm a faithful stick burner. But I tell you, that Green Mountain Grill sure makes it nice and easy, and it always helps. Everybody needs a break. Check out GreenMountainGrills.com. You will not be sorry. Blues Hawk Barbecue Sauce. Big old shout-out to Bill Arnold of Blues Hawk Barbecue Sauce. It is a dynamite sauce. Bill has been a great friend and a sponsor, and just appreciate everything he does for me. Junior Rub for Grub. Guys, if y'all have not tried any of the Junior's Rub for Grub, it's time, it's time, it's time. Look it up, Junior's Rub for Grub. You can get it, you can order it, and he will send it to you. It is some dynamite rub. It has got some Texas flair to it, so you will like it, I guarantee it. Junior's Rub for Grub, it's Junior Riss. Team up and smoke. Give him, get in touch with him, contact him, order it. Get in touch with him on Facebook. Man, he is easy to find. Got to give a shout-out. Grill Grate, Meat Rake, those are some awesome products. Those are valuable tools to anybody's barbecue arsenal. Those are some quality pieces of equipment that you will use. It's not something you're going to buy, throw in your tote, throw in your box, or you put it in your shelf, or your drawer and forget about it. You will use those. These are things you will use. I guarantee you will use them. Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com. If you need a thermometer, a probe, a temp, a dual lead temperature gauge, pit and meat, Maverick has got the perfect piece for you. Go to MaverickHousewares.com and check that out. Guys, I'm just so thankful to have those sponsors. I greatly appreciate each and every one of them. Got to give a big shout-out to Cook Shack, cookshack.com. Go to cookshack.com and just look and see everything they have. Wow, what are you talking about? They have got it. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Danny Kugel, Pitbulls Up in Smoke Barbecue School. This school is online. It's easy to take. It's very inexpensive, and it is a good school. Quality shoot. You can understand it. You can see what he's doing. It's very self-explanatory. It might give you that next edge at a competition that you're looking for and you need. Pitbulls Up in Smoke Barbecue School. I got to give a shout-out to my newest sponsor, Country Boy Wood Pellets. They are a manufacturer of pellets. If you need any information or want to buy in bulk, I'm sure we can get you a deal. No problem. Get in touch with me, and I can get you in touch with them. Country Boy Wood Pellets. Man, that's what I'm using. That's what I'm going to use on the Comp Trail this year. Excited about having them on board as a new sponsor. So just, guys, I'm telling you, if you're looking for a deal, I'll hook you up. Holler at me. You'll get hooked up. All right. All right. Without further ado, we have got callers in queue already. And we do want to thank everybody for calling in, listening in. You know you're always welcome right here on the Chris Chadwick Show. Let's get it rocking and rolling. Let's get the show on the road. Let's get this caller queued in and welcome them to the Chris Chadwick Show. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. Chat room is up and going. Caller 817. Who have we got here? Welcome to the show.
Hey, this is Philip Lujan with Top Texan Barbecue.
Philip, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. I sent in some samples. What's that?
Texas. You have,
yep.
I love the state. I don't even want to call it a state. It's another country.
A whole new world.
Oh, mercy me. So what part of Texas are you from, Philip?
Arlington.
Arlington, okay. Well, sure, I'm glad to have you on the show. Daryl called, and, you know, we were talking, and he gave me a heads up, and I'm just thrilled to have you tonight. You know, this is a laid-back show. We just have a good time right here. We talk barbecue. We shoot the breeze a little bit, and we just really have a good time. We've always got callers calling in. We've got Texas callers calling in, and guys all over the country. We just have a big time, though. We sure are glad to have you. So now, what you've got, Texas? Say this again, where I can understand it this time. Where I'm hard of hearing, so bear with me. I'm getting old in my older age. yeah, I'm telling you, it's hell to get old. So you've got injections, right?
Injections and barbecue rubs.
Injections and barbecue rubs. How awesome is that? And the name of your company again?
Is Talk, like TALK, Texan Barbecue.
Talk Texas Barbecue. You won't never have to tell me that again. I got it now, brother. Talk Texas Barbecue. And so you've got injections and rubs. And
yes,
just bear with me because I don't know, you know, what's nice about barbecue is you can talk to somebody new every day that you've never met. And once you talk to them 10, 15 minutes, it's like you've known them for 10 or 15 years. So we're glad to have you. We want to hear all about your products. Tell us what's going on. Talk Texas Barbecue right there out of Arlington, Texas. And, Philip, I sure am glad to have you. So you've got injections. So what kind of injections do you have?
I got a beef injection, brisket. And today I just picked up my first shipment of pork injection.
Really? That's awesome. You know, that's something that you just don't, you know, as far as Texas goes, I guess, you know, beef, I mean, that is barbecue in Texas. Now, when you get to Tennessee, barbecue is pork. And a good pork injection, it's hard to find. I usually just kind of make up one. Usually I'm a cook at heart, so I like to experiment and make and do. So let's talk about your pork injection first. So what are we after here in pork? Now, a pork injection, personally, I like a little sweetness to it and some saltiness to it. How do you get a good porky base out of a pork injection?
Well, this one, it's got a little bit of everything in it. I started dinking with it after I came out with the brisket, but we don't do a lot of pork in Texas, so I really didn't want to get it out there because, you know, I don't want to sit on it forever. But I went ahead and used it. My first competition was at the American Royal. I cooked with a buddy of mine, cooked on his team, and I cooked the pork butt, and it did pretty good at the Invitational. We tied for first and ended up with second in pulled pork.
Man, how awesome is that? Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. We weren't expecting that one, but we'll take it.
anytime you can call. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've always liked pulled pork. I've always done well with it when I cook here in Texas. And I don't know, I'm from Texas, and everybody cracks up because I just do so good. And I think it's from my time and my 2-year stint in the Boot Hill in Missouri, learned what pork was all about. I've never eaten so much pork in my life until I moved there.
I didn't
have a clue. We traded secrets. I traded brisket, show them how to cook brisket, and they showed me how to cook pork.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about. We all like to help each other out, no doubt about that. But tied for first and come in second on pork at the American Royal Invitational. That's impressive, man. That's just awesome. I already know I'm going to have to get some of this injection and try it out. We definitely got to have some of that. And your beef injection?
The beef injection, I don't know. I've tried all the other big dogs and brisket injection, done decent with it, but I'm just looking for something a little bit different. And,
right.
You know, I talked to a lot of brisket cooks, some of the bigger cooks here in the state, and got some ideas from them and what they were looking for to give them the edge or get a little bit better. And so I come up with my brisket injection. It's a little bit thicker than some of the other guys. But the difference is, too, is you can thin it out and it won't hurt the potency. But it's also got a different flavor profile than most of the brisket injections out there.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I've sold quite a bit. I think I came out with it about a year and a half ago. It just caught fire in this state. I mean, I probably sold 100 pounds in the last 4 months.
Really?
I'm just hitting different parts of this state that I've never cooked in. I don't know hardly any cooks in like deep South Texas, and I've shipped quite a bit out that direction here lately.
Well, that's awesome. You know, we always love to hear barbecue people doing good with their products. You know, that is just a blessing to hear that. We're proud that you're rolling out like that. So all these listeners listening to the show tonight, what's the best way to get in touch with you, Philip? TalkTexasBarbecue.com, or how do they need to go about getting in touch with you to get these injections?
Yeah, I've got a website, TalkTexanBarbecue.com, or they can catch me on Facebook. I got a Facebook page for Talk Texan Barbecue, or my phone number. They can call me on my cell phone, and I'm willing to talk. Top barbecue and see what they're looking for. My number is 817-657-5616. And like I said, I'm willing to talk to anybody. I talk to quite a few customers and get to make new friends doing it that way.
You got it. That's right. Well, we'll keep that number. We'll keep posting that number and your website all night here on the show. But back to your pork injection, I know that they're in Texas now. I know some of the IBCA cooks are starting to really go. They're going to still really start working on a pork butt category now. So that's going to be really good for you because that's going to spread the word, and you're going to get more of that pork injection out. That's for sure. We had an event organizer on last week that hosts the Breast Fest right there in Buffalo Springs, Texas, right there out outside of Lubbock. And they were talking about how they were going to do the pork in this IBCA, how they're going to do the pork butt category also this year at their comp. So, you know, that's just going to throw a new twist to the competition, especially for a lot of the Texas cooks. You know, that's just that ought to just be something that's just dynamite for your business, for your product, to spread the word, to get it out. That ought to be really good. And your beef product, do you see yourself selling more product to one section of the state, or does it go all over? Are you branching out? Have you had anybody here in Tennessee, or
I haven't had anybody on the East Coast, but I've got two big KCS cooks that have been, they use a couple of other big competitors out there. I got them to try mine, and they say they switched over. I'm just not allowed to say their names. But
right. I understand.
I'd like to tap into KCS. I've really hit Texas pretty hard. When I first started selling it, it was around North Texas, people I knew, and East Texas, and then it's made its way down to Central and South Texas.
Sunday night you've got Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, and then Thursday night, which is tomorrow night, you've got John Reeves, which is Smoking Eggs out of Lubbock, Texas. So that, that might be another venue and outlet right there to get it more on that side of the state. But
I know Lance, and I'm talking to Lance now about he's wanting me to sponsor him for the injections, so we're going to work on something on that.
Well, that's any kind of little sponsor. I don't know if you were on listening to my sponsor shout outs, but any type of sponsoring helps the cook, and if the cook is doing it right, he is really promoting the product and helping the sponsor. That's just the way it works. And, that's just old-fashioned good business. And, sponsors, there's so many products out there, and everybody gets hammered all the time with requests of people wanting sponsorships. And, it's hard to do, but, here in Tennessee, we've got KCBS, we've got Memphis and May, which is a Memphis Barbecue Network. And now, and I will toot my own horn for this, we have Tennessee Barbecue Association. And that is new, and it's up and coming. And I am the founder in the organization, and it's really taking off, and we're really getting all out through the state. So hopefully we can do something and maybe get on board and help you out with your product and us get something going on too. So we will work in any way we can with that, because we do pork every time, every category. Every competition, we have pork category. And, which KCBS, we have the beef category. But now your beef injection, I would say, would probably be awesome in in loins, and in ribeye loins, and New York strip loins, any kind of beef, sirloin, tip roast, any kind of beef product. This is a product that will work more than just barbecue competitions. I've got a lot of cooks that call in. I've got a lot of housewives that listen to the show also. So this is something that will work in the kitchen just as well as the competition circuit. So, the market is just endless when it comes to where it can be used and how it can be used. Now, let me ask you this. I really never just do it like a one-on-one, just a questionnaire. So anytime you want to speak up, just shut me up and come on in. That's how we do it. But now, on your injections, is there any certain kind of water you want to use? Do you want to use distilled water, mineral water, tap water? What is the best way to do that? I've heard this in the past. And
there's a lot of guys that swear the distilled water or whatever. I've always just used tap water. I've never had any issues on the pork injection. I like to use a fruit juice instead of water.
Right. I like the apple juice, and I like white grape juice. And I do some blending of that kind of stuff when I'm making my injections or my spritzers or whatever. I like to use a lot of fruit juice also. And I even use some pineapple juice on occasion, but as much, so.
I love pineapple and mango for pork.
Yes,
pork
butter. Yes.
I like to use that Humex juice. It's real thick. It's got some pulp in it.
Uh-huh.
That's what I've had the best luck with, is with this thicker juice.
Now, is that juice? That is a thicker juice in the glass bottles. Is that usually in the Hispanic aisle?
Around here, it's with the regular juices, but yeah, I would probably say it's going to be in the maybe different parts of the world to be in the
right.
Different
right. I've seen that juice. I've never just broke down and bought a lot of that, but I was just wondering. You know, I was going to. I've got to try some of your rub. I mean, some of your injections for sure. And, you know, in Texas, there's so many rubs. There's so many good rubs in Texas. I mean, they're fine rubs. And you make a rub also. What is it best on, or does it work with everything? Is it a one kind of rub, or would it work better
on feet? I've got six different rubs. I've got the best rub that's been winning everywhere for me and other teams is the spicy honey for pork and ribs, and it got us a second place rib call at the Sam semifinals in Midwest City. Up against some pretty good teams, pretty stout teams were up there. So we were happy about that one. There's one ribs down here all the time. I've got a all-purpose, which is pretty much what it is.
Right.
Got a brisket rub. It's got some heat to it, a little heat, and just a little sweet. It's not fire heat, but it's pretty hot.
Right.
I've got a Texas pecan, which has got a little pecan flavor with some sweet. My steak rub, won quite a few steak cook-offs in West Texas from some other guys, and I've been using it on brisket, and it's done pretty darn good. And I've got a honey chipotle. It's the very first honey chipotle rub that's come out in this area. I've had a couple other people try to copy it. So.
Well, you know what? I tell you, it never. You know, that's just part of the that's nature of the beast. It happens. And,
the copying part. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
The first half to me, I was a little upset, but got over it. Can't do anything about it except look
right.
at that as a compliment. Somebody liked it enough to copy it.
There you go. That's imitation is always a form of flattery. You know, And that's just the way we have to look at it, grin and bear it and rock and roll and keep going sides forward, and that's how I do it, too. Well, that honey chipotle rub sounds like that would be a good chicken rub.
Yeah, I've got a few teams that use it on chicken and do well. I haven't had that good of luck with my all-purpose. I've done pretty well in chicken with and the KCBS. When I do KCS, which isn't often, but when I do them, the spicy honey has done pretty well.
The spicy honey, yeah, that sounds like a good, hot, sweet rub.
Yeah, it's a mild heat. I wouldn't say it's hot. The chipotle is a lot hotter.
Right.
But the spicy honey, it's a mild heat with sweet, but like I said, it caught storm pretty good here towards the end of the year, or last year, at the Royal. Like I said, we ended up with second place pork. Another friend of mine that cooks, he ended up with fifth place pork at the Royal. And then he won third place pork at the semifinals at the Sam Series. So it's been doing pretty good.
Man, that sounds like it has. You know, when you get big calls like that at the American Royal, it's got to be spot on doing something right. It's better than pretty good. If you're getting big calls like that at the Royal, that is fire. I mean, you're rocking it out. I mean, that is great. And, you know, I'm proud to see everybody at a barbecue competition, and these guys are cooking their hearts out just like I am, and we're all in it to win it, and we want to win. But when that initial shock of not getting a call and then one of your buddies getting a call, you're still just as happy for them, you know. You're still proud for the walks, walk across. And I can't explain it. You know, us as barbecue people going to all these competitions, kicking it up, hitting it hard, cooking, smoking it out. You know, it's a lot of work. People don't realize the work it is involved in a barbecue competition. And we do it week in, week out, two or three times a month, four times a month, every month. And it just takes a lot of work, a lot of time, And with all these products, you know, you're there bettering these products for the teams, for the cook teams. And all they have to do is call you, Philip, at 817-657-5616 and get in touch with you, or go to TallTexanBarbecue.com. And they can
right.
order all this, the pork injections, the beef injections, which, you know, I honestly, me personally, like I say, I'm a cook. And you know, I talk about what I do on the air. I like to cook, and I mean, I just walk down the aisles, and I love flavors. And that's what it takes to be a good cook. But usually my injections consist of some water, some sugar, probably some Sprite or some grape juice, apple juice, you know, throw a little juice in there. Just depends on what kind of mood I'm in when I'm cooking. And on my pork injection, and I'll tell you what I'm going to go, I've said it before, it's no secret. I'll go to the grocery store, and down the Hispanic aisle, they've got ham bullion. You know what I'm talking, you know, just ham, powdered
yeah.
ham bullion.
Yeah.
And I'll put, pour that in that injection, shake her up, and that's my injection most of the time. That's what I'm doing. But
I
know
tell everybody... I've told a lot of people, you know, what makes your product better than Cosmos or Butcher's or Fab. And I tell them nothing. I just have a different profile. If you like, if it's working for you, you keep on using it. If you want to try something different, mine works for you, then I'm even happier. But I said, but I will guarantee you my injections will hang with any of the other ones.
Right. You know, and they're all those names you name, you know, they're all, you know, before I really got into the barbecue world, I never had heard of any of those things. And the more I, you know, the more I'm in it, the more I hear all these names. And, you know, the rubs, you can have the best product in the world and give it to a cook to use. But if he still doesn't know how to use it, I mean, you've got to have that in you. You've got to be a cook to do it. And, it just sounds really great, all these products here. I've got to try some of them, I mean, because I love new flavors. And the thing about it is, I usually make my rubs, I make my sauces, and I have rub salt, and I have rub sponsors and sauce sponsors that have some wonderful flavored rubs. They're all good. I mean, there's really not any that I have tried that I just didn't like. But the way I look at a rub, good in your hand, it's going to be better on the meat after it's cooked. You know, does that make sense? Some of these
yeah,
rubs
I tasted some rubs that tasted horrible, yeah. And then when it was cooked, it was, wow, it's even better.
Well, I just, see, now the ones that don't taste good in my hand, I kind of don't use. You know, that's just kind of one of my old my old ways. If I take a lick of that out of my hand and it's good, then I'm going to use it. And
I have been told one thing about my beef injection, that it's the first injection, I've been told by several people, it's the first injection that they can taste, and it tastes good eating it out of the bowl once it's mixed.
There you go. If you lick the bowl, you know it's good.
Plus, I've got my little taste tester here. When I start coming up with a new recipe, I got my little four-year-old little girl, she tastes everything I make, and she's not bashful. She'll tell me it tastes bad or it tastes good. So.
Well, you know what? That's exactly right, and that's true. That is true honesty right there. And my daughter is 11 now, but she has been my toughest critic and my taste tester for a long time. And if she says she doesn't like it, you know, I kind of go with that. I'm going to kind of stay away from that kind, you know. Because kids are, you hit it right on the nail head right there.
My 16-year-old the same way. When she comes to visit, same thing. I don't like it. It's too hot. And with her, you know, she's a Miss Press, so with the older one. So I figure, well, if it's a little too hot, you know, if I'm going to try to accommodate people like you, well, I need to tone it down.
Right. You're right. You know, when they get older, and if they, especially, I know my girls, especially if they taste it and it's got a little heat to it, you know, they've got to drink something to cool their mouth off. It's like just burning their mouth off. And then my 11-year-old will come over here and taste it and want more of it and don't even think twice about it. So, you know, the older girls, in my experience here with me, they're kind of wimpy on the heat. But I tell you what, I like the heat. And, you know, KCBS flavor profiles, you got to have some heat with that. You got to have a little bite, something that's going to be distinctive and it's really pleasing, you know.
Yep.
I had some habanero stuff in the past that would just melt your mouth. And I thought, how are you gonna win with some habanero something? You know, it's just too hot. And but you know, some places I guess like the heat like that.
Yeah, my brisket rub, it's got some pretty good heat behind it if you use it, put it on heavy. I met a team at the Bedford KCBS cook-off. They were from Boston, the Boston area, and he was originally from Houston a long time ago, but he been struggling in brisket up in the Northeast, so I told him we'll give this a shot. And injection, let me know what you think. And I did a cook-off in Atlantic City not too long afterwards, and he said he finished in the top 10 in brisket. That's the first time in 2 years.
Really?
So,
well, it sounds yeah.
But you're
awesome.
Right. There's a lot of good seasonings out there. It's hard to pick one.
Well, I mean, it looks like you have really got all your bases covered on your rubs. I mean, you know, with the spicy honey, your AP, your all-purpose, your brisket, your Texas pecan, that sounds really good. You know, pecan is in the same family as the hickory. It's a hardwood. But I like the pecan smoke. I like the pecan flavor. The steak rub, that's going to be more like on, is it more coarse rub? Or are these finer rubs? Are they more coarse?
Well, the steak rub's got a lot of brown sugar in it, so I wouldn't say it's coarse, but it's a little thicker than the other ones. It's got a lot of celery salt. And
right.
That was actually the first season I ever made at home. And before I even got into competing, I just started making it and using it for cooking at home and little catering gigs when I first started cooking. And for some reason, I never thought about using it at a competition. And then I got a guy that buys it by 10 pounds at a time, and he's been in the top 5 brisket all year. And he told me he's been using that. I was like, I don't know why I never thought of it. Then I switched over, started using it, and started hitting like crazy again.
Man, well, that's awesome. That's, you know, the stories you hear, you always hear these guys, you know, that are using your product that's doing really well. I mean, that just makes you feel good that it's so successful and they're so happy with it and it's really getting the calls. You know, that's part of the glory of having a good product, you know?
I mean, I might not walk at a competition. I get beat with my own stuff. I mean, it took me a while to swallow that pill, beat with my own stuff at cook-offs. But, you know, I started learning. I'm happy because my stuff is winning. It's good. They're all my recipes, so that makes it even better. And just, you know, knowing that you've made something that can win for other people, that kind of helps the pain when you spend all that money for a cook-off and walk away with nothing. I
hear you. I understand completely. Going and not getting a call at all, that's rough and that's tough. And it has happened before. I don't want it to happen too often.
Yeah, I got a team here. He's a pretty good cook. And he uses my stuff, and we cook almost the same recipe on everything, and he beats me every time we go head to head. He beats me with the same stuff on ribs, same stuff on brisket, same stuff on chicken. We win a grand champion. I might get one call. We just give each other a hard time because he just tells me I need to learn how to cook with my own stuff.
Some of that, I know what you're saying. That sometimes is just hard. I know exactly, but you know, we just keep on rolling and keep on going. Keep under the gun,
yeah.
It could be you're finishing yours with a little more bark or a little less bark than what he's got. You know, you never know, and that's the hardest part of a competition is the the you're trying to anticipate what the judges are really wanting. And so that's when it falls back to cook your game, do your thing, and just put your best foot forward. And if they like it above the others, that's when you get the call, you know, and that's how it works. I mean, I competed for several years, and there wasn't a competition that I'd ever been to that I hadn't got a call. You know, I mean, I really worked hard. I took pride in my product. I still do. I love to go compete. I love to cook. And I'm going to tell you what, that time that I went and didn't get a call, I was devastated. I mean, I was crushed. But it also humbled me a little bit in the same aspect, because it happens. It can happen to the very best cook, and the very, you know, it just happens. And that's when sometimes you want to change your game, maybe change and try some different profiles. And I definitely want to try some stuff too. I mean, I'd like to get some Texas style. I like that big bold Texas flavor, and I want to get some Texas style here in Tennessee. Which I went and cooked in Texas this past year and had a huge, huge time. Cooked down there. I was hanging out with Lance. Have you ever met Lance?
Yeah, I know him.
Okay.
Yeah, I've cooked against him a few times. He's crazy.
He is. He sure is. I mean, it's a shame we don't have him on, because we could get him riled up and tell him a story or two. But, But we had a big time. John Rees, I don't know if you've ever met John yet or not, but he's a really great guy. Junior Rees, he was there. Ruben, I don't know if you know Ruben. Gordo's. Met Ruben. Several Texas cooks down there. Forrest Guest. There's a lot of Texas
cooks. You must have been in West Texas.
I was. I was down in Lubbock. And I just had a big time. You know, they invited me down. I went down and stayed and just had a wonderful time, and plan on doing that more. You know, we do this show. We support barbecue every day. We talk barbecue. I talk barbecue to guys across the country every day, and that's no lie. And I never would have thought that I would personally be doing barbecue like I am now. And it's not my job. But if it would turn into a job and I could travel more and compete more in different areas and go, I would love to do that. I mean, don't you know, I don't want to say it's a dream, but that is an idea, you know, 7 to 8 out of 10 want to do. You know, wouldn't it be nice just to make a living doing the barbecue thing and going and preaching barbecue and doing the techniques and showing and cooking show, you know, doing that kind of thing. And I wish you the very best with all your rubs and your injections, because I just support barbecue and everybody in it. I guess if I had $1 million, I'd spend it on everybody, because, you know, I like to support.
Yeah, we need to get you in North Texas to cook.
There you go. We'll have to do that one of these days. Because it don't take but just a few hours to get there on the plane. And
you said you started the Tennessee
barbecue
Uh-huh,
sure did. And
one of those same rules as KSBS, or?
It's pretty much it's the same governing, you know, like the KSBS. They have some great guidelines, some great profiles. You know, we don't want to change. We're not trying to change. We're just trying to add to and make it better, because we have a lot of smaller cooks. You know, in Texas, you've got a lot of big cooks. Well, here in Tennessee, we've got a lot of small towns, and they were all unorganized. And with the TVA, we can go into a small town and give these cooks a structured cook, and they know what they need to do, you know, because all these small events, you've got, whether it's the police chief or the mayor or some people from the bank or, you know, different people from town. Well, one might not want anything hot, and everybody's cooked something hot, you know. So we try to give it a basic rules and structure for everybody to be on the same page where the cooks can become stronger and better. So we're really trying to do that. I mean, we're going on the second year now, and we're really growing, and we're taking new members in, and it's just we're really working hard at it. We don't profess to be perfect. We're new. We're still a baby. We're still trying to do things, and we're trying to do for the better. So that's how we're rolling with that. And I think it's working real well. We had a lot of positive response. Haven't had anybody really negative at all about it. So, you know, when you get some good comments and you don't get any bad, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. I'd like to try one day. See, we'll just swap out. One day you come cook with me, and I'll go up there and cook with you.
Well, there you go. I got an extra room here, so we've got plenty of place to stay that you ain't got to pay.
You just got to have room for my cooking partner.
Well,
it's my little 4-year-old. That's my cooking buddy.
We can handle that now. I tell you what,
she goes with me to almost all of them.
Oh, I understand. Now, my daughter loves to go with me, and
I already got her cooking too.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, the last competition we did, we cooked the brisket in. My daughter did she trimmed the brisket. She injected the brisket. And she had it all ready for me to go on, and I put it on the pit, and I took it off the pit. And she did the rest of it. And we come in second by about a quarter of a point, placing first. So she's a pretty mean. She's a pretty mean cook.
Yeah, see, we have little kids cook us at some of our events down here. They'll let the kids cook on a Friday.
Right,
we'll
right.
Cook a pork chop. She did her first one this summer, and first time out of the gate, got a first place. She won the whole thing.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Four
I'm
years old.
That's the way to do it.
And she used the state rub, too. I couldn't believe that one either. I just let her pick whatever one she wanted. I let her pick out what rub she wanted, and she went to town. So I told her after that one, I had a few struggles. I told her she was the head cook. She was cooking everything.
Well, you know how it is when we go cook. We always seem to have a struggle going on, and our children are over there just having one big old time, and they can't do no wrong. And we need to learn by their examples. You know, we need to learn how to do that too, because you know how it feels when you do something wrong, you get upset at yourself. I know what I do, and it's rough and it's tough, but we have to release some of that and just learn by their example and just enjoy the cook. I tell you, I've got several cooks going on that I'm going to have to do this year, and man, it's just got me completely stressed out, and I'm thinking how in the world I'm going to do them, and I just have to kick back and think about, you know, my daughter just said, well, just do one at a time and work on this one and then worry about the next one later. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just worrying about one instead of all of them.
Yeah, that's my philosophy. If you can win them all, if you won every single one, nobody else would want to cook. No challenge if you're winning them all. It'd be nice.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. If you won every one of them, nobody would want to cook against you, and, yeah, it wouldn't be fun either. So it's got to be a challenge, no doubt about it. So your website is talktexanbarbecue.com. Your phone number, again, guys, if y'all want to get in touch with Philip, it's 817-657-5616, and he will be more than happy to talk to you about his injections and his rubs, because he's got a dynamite setup here. He's got six rubs. He has a beef injection and a pork injection. Now, let me ask you this. Is there a chicken injection in the works right now?
I've been working on a brine. I just can't get it to where I like it, but we're still working on it. I mean, may do an injection, or we may, I don't know, I prefer to brine and inject, so.
Right. Well, I should
I don't know,
should've.
Whichever one works the best.
Well, I should have thought about that before I even said that. I know in Texas you cook has most of the time, and you're brining. And then in,
right.
in what's here, we cook thighs. Some guys cook legs. And on occasion, once in a blue moon, we'll cook a breast. I mean, once in a blue moon. If we have a white, you know, a light, dark category in a chicken. Brining, you know, is the way to go on your halves. And, I mean, I always brine. It's brining when you soak it and you marinate it in it. So, I mean, it's actually technically brining. I always brine my chicken. I'll prep my chicken and throw them in a big bag of brine, or what I call brine. It's basically some chicken broth and some garlic and some salt, white pepper and onion powder, a couple other things, you know, basically like a seasoned chicken broth. And I'd let them soak in it all night before I get ready to cook them, you know, that next morning. But that's technically brining them. And then I inject them with a little different solution during the cooking process. So, you know, it's a lot of work on chicken for a little old piece of meat. It takes a lot of time. You're taking more time on a little piece of chicken than you are your pork butts or your briskets or your ribs. It's killer. That chicken is just a treacherous category sometimes. But I love
the
cook
chicken. Chicken is the worst. We hate chicken.
You got it. I mean, it's rough.
Yeah, well, I've been working on a brine for quite a while, but I use salt, sugar, water, chicken broth, and some of the all-purpose rub in it. And it's done decent, but I just can't get it to where I can get it compact into a powder to where, you know,
right.
you know, I have
right.
to buy 10 pounds to make two batches of brine, so... Can't get the same flavor impact, but I'm working on it. With me and my blenders are working on it. One of their main guys, we knock heads and try to come up with something. They're a pretty good blender here in Burleson.
Well, it's tough. It's rough to take it from a liquid state or liquid form to make it the way you want it. You know, I can see where that would be very difficult to do. To break it down into a powder, to rehydrate it, to make it either a brine or a injection or something like that. I can see where there's a lot of chemistry involved there.
Yeah, that and you know my brisket injection is taking off so well, and I'm hoping the pork will soon. And, I don't know. My rubs are all been winning for somebody, and I don't know. I just don't want to put something out there just to have it unless I know it's going to be good.
Good, yeah. Well, I understand that. I mean, that's just, I can understand that completely. You want it to be right before you get it out there. No doubt about that. That's the way to do it. Well, I really want to try some of that pork injection. I mean, really seriously, I do, because I've struggled with that injection. I just, you know, my basically concoction is what I'm doing. And, you know, years ago, what I always did was I smoked my shoulders. I would cook whole shoulders and smoke them heavy. And I always wanted to smoke them heavy, then wrap them up. And I didn't do an injection, and I had pretty good success with that. But, you know, times have changed, and now there's so many things that everybody wants to do to all these products, all these meat categories, that you just have to do to keep up with the Joneses to keep it going.
Right. Like, yeah, I agree. Like competition barbecue, other than chicken, we don't eat it at our house anymore. We're sick of it. But if I cook regular old backyard brisket and ribs, they'll eat it.
Right.
We're burned out on the, I mean, it's, but like I tell them, we're not cooking when we go to a competition. We're there to win. We're not there to feed ourselves, so.
Right. I understand that. And it took me a while. It took a while to figure that out. You know, it's just something you don't learn overnight. you've got to get yourself in a mindset, just like trimming and how you trim that stuff and how you cut some of that stuff away, cut it off and you throw it, you toss it to the side, whereas used to you wouldn't want to cut that off because you wanted to eat that after it was cooked.
It pains me when I'm trimming my competition brisket because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just throwing all this food away.
I know.
Throwing meat away.
Ah, you got it. And it kills my soul. I am not a waster at all. And to cut all that
buddy
off,
of mine gave me a buddy of mine gave me a great idea for that because we're cooking primes. And, man, I just can't see throwing away $3 a pound in the trash can. He bought a meat grinder and grind it, and we use it for hamburger meat.
There you go. That's the way to do it. And I'm a fat guy. I love fat. I mean, I love good old beef fat, curled up, charred. That's just better than butter. But, man, I hate to cut that fat off and throw it away. But I do, you know, when I'm doing a competition brisket, I almost skin that bad boy. I don't have any fat on it, hardly at all, because I want that smoke ring to go all the way around that in a presentation, and I want that bark all the way around it, and I want it to be, you know, I almost separate my brisket trimming that fat off. Now, I know, you know, a lot of Texas cooks, they don't do a lot of fat trimming like that, but I like brisket any way you cook it. I like brisket. Would love to have some right now. You know, I'm ready to get off the show and go cook some supper. And
come on, Dan, I got some brisket.
It's hard to do is talk about all this food all the time and not want to go cook it or eat it. Well, let me ask you another question. You're kind of working on your chicken brine, but you've got this awesome pork injection. You've got a killer beef injection. You've got all these rubs. Is it hard to keep up with everything now since you've got this extensive line of product?
No, it's not too hard to keep up with. It just here, you know, like the brisket injection and some of these seasonings are starting to take off. You know, it's been a couple of years. You know, I've added the Texas pecan as the newest one. I added that this past year. But it's just trying to figure out how much to keep on hand. Normally this time of the year, December, January, I don't sell a whole lot. So I try not to order too much so it doesn't fail and just sit. But I've been wearing my blender out. I've been getting orders like crazy, and they're just like, dude, what's going on? I don't know. I've never sold this much during these 2 months. And I tell you, I need another order within a week. And then they're backed up because of deer season. And wear them out. But I tell them, it's money for you guys. Keep it coming.
You got it. That's right. That's what it's all about. To make some money. And
luckily, they're a family-owned business. The co-packer I use at a Burleson, they're pretty good about taking care of them. I've been with them for about 4 years now, and they're pretty good. You know, they understand. I'm getting a bind, I need something, they'll take care of me.
Right. Well, you know what? That's important. I'm a big supporter of small town or small business people, that real people. You know what I'm saying? Because when we trade with them, and some people might say you're full of it, but this what basically you're doing when I've got a small business, and when they trade with me, they're helping me, whether it's paying my daughter's orthodontist bill, copay, or buying a pair of shoes. You know what I'm saying? When you buy local, when you buy and support local small business, I mean, you're supporting a way of life. I mean, it's important. That's important. Barbecue is a old-fashioned, wholesome competition. I mean, it's changed a lot in the years, but still the values are there. And I like when I say I'm supporting barbecue, I am. I want to support barbecue. I want to support you. I'm going to do anything I can do to help you support your product and get your product out there. If I can do it, I'm going to help you do it. And I'm just a firm believer in that, and that's kind of what's, you know, it's been instilled in me since, you know, since a baby, and that's just how I am. I like to instill the values, and that's the way we roll around here. And I'm glad to have you on, Philip. I mean, I really enjoy talking about all these products. I mean, seriously, I'm going to have to try some of these and see what's going on. We got a lot, like I say, our cooking's going to start kick up at end of February, March, and it's on for several months. I just don't know how I'm going to be able to cook all the cooks I want to cook this year. You know, that's the problem, making enough money to support the habit.
Yeah, it's an expensive habit.
Oh, man. I mean, it's, yeah.
My wife's not happy about it.
Well, there's not many. My wife supports me, and she doesn't say anything about me going, but it can put a strain on things sometimes if you get too involved and want to go 3 or 4 times a month. And but it always helps when you have one supporting you, you know, enough to say okay and not just give you too much toughness over it. You know, it's just that's how it is. But I'm thankful to have a wife and that loves me enough to support me to let me go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mine doesn't mind me going. She just wants to know where I'm going to be that weekend, because half times I don't tell her I'm just gone. I mean, I tell her, but she doesn't pay attention. But
right,
and I'm taking off with her precious angel, so.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to stay home with Mama. She wants to come with Daddy.
Well, daughters are closer to dads anyhow. But so, what do you cook on, Philip? What do you when you go cook? What's your favorite cooker?
Well, I've got a Jambo with a stumps on the other end of it.
Well, man, that's kind of like you got best of both worlds there.
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I was raised on a stick burner, and then I've always wanted a Jambo, and a buddy of mine in East Texas had his up for sale. His wife cooked on the stumps, and he cooked on the Jambo, and I won a big competition at Windstar, a big casino in Oklahoma. My first year of cooking, I won Grand Champion, which was a big three-door Horizon pit, so a couple backyarders and little cast, so that was my... I just kept selling and trading until I finally got what I wanted, and that win is what enabled me to get this set. He gave me a heck of a deal on it, and so I sold the pit I had to another buddy. He wanted it, so I sold it to him, went out to Terrell the next day and picked it up.
Well, that's how you do it. I mean, you know, that's just how we do it. Stick burner. I'm just an old stick burner guy. I like stick burner. What I cook on is what I learned how to weld on, and I still enjoy cooking on that cooker. And it's just hard to get away from it. I've got a little pellet cooker I take with me, a Green Mountain Daniel Boone. It really works well. But I'm an old stick burner kind of guy, and I've cooked on stumps before, and it, you know, a gravity-fed smoker like that, now, is a little different than cooking on a stick burner. I'm just here to tell you.
I've cooked on a water cooker like an R&O Fat Girl, and it did good. That stumps. I mean, I really like that Fat Girl. Same philosophy as the Backwoods, but man, that stumps. It puts a smoke ring on just like a offset, and that's what impressed me with the stumps. I didn't have to put any tender quick or anything, a cheetah ring, and it cooked it just like I cooked it on the Jambo as far as smoke ring goes.
Right.
I don't know. I catch grief because it's so easy to cook on. You know, you just set it and forget it pretty much. But I still cook on the Jambo. To me, it's pretty easy to cook on too. But, I mean, I could get a whole lot more sleep if I cooked on the stunts, but I'm just a stick burner.
I understand. Yeah. it's fun playing in the fire, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun playing in the fire.
Yeah, one point after that Windstar win, I had 3 trailer pits and 4 backyard pits, and I had a Primo grill, and they all had to go. My wife told me we looked like Sanford and Son. Had to get some rid of some junk.
Get rid of some of this stuff. Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, it sounds like you had a yard full.
Yeah, that was the best year I've ever had competing. That was a heck of a year. Like you were saying earlier, when you get that first shutout, it's pretty humbling.
It hurts. Yeah, it does. It hurts. And but you know what? We all need that ever so often. I've got some friends right now that they cook a lot and they've had pretty good success. And sometimes it gets carried. You know, you get caught up in the moment sometimes. And I think the only thing that gets you out of that moment is a little more experience, some humbling times, and you step back and you realize, well, I didn't mean to act like that. But, I think everybody gets caught up in that moment sometimes. And I'm glad I've already been caught up in it and out of it. So I just go to have a good time and cook and put my best foot forward and hope everything works as well as it's supposed to. And we just have a good time with it. Because when it quits being fun is when I'm going to quit going. Now, that's just the bottom line. I mean, if it's got to be fun.
Yeah, I've told myself after several cook-offs, I'm done. I can't afford to keep doing this. I might walk, but don't get any money. And I'm just like, I can't. I'm getting a spanking.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm not going to do this again. And then next weekend, I'm gone.
yeah, it's in your blood. You're had it. You're addicted. It's in your blood. It's I know the feeling. And we just keep on keeping on. And sometimes we need to walk and step back and take a deep breath before we go hit it again. But we are definitely going to go take another dose of it and go get some more. The competition philosophy is about the same with all of us. I think we've all been there and done that and know what it's all about, especially all our listeners out there. I know these guys know what I'm talking about. I tell you what, I've tried to run a chat room also, and it's amazing on the studio chat room that I get booted out and say I'm not the chat administrator. So, guys, forgive me if the chat room is down. We're going to get it back up just as quick as I can make it work. I know I had several guys in there earlier, and I'm sorry about that. I wasn't aware that it just stopped out, shut down like that. But we are back up, and we've got the chat room back up. We've got some great guys in the chat room tonight also. Come back. We try to run a chat room, a studio board, and take all of our callers. And usually when we have all that going on, you know, it never fails. Something wants to quit. So you know what we do? We just grin and bear it and go on and have some fun. Looks like we have another caller in queue also. I've just refreshed this board. Let's see if we can get them in. Maybe we can. We might not be able to. But when's your next competition, Philip?
Looks like it's going to be around February 22nd. We're cooking on Irving's Elk Lodge.
Okay. I'm not sure. I know there's a Western Wood Cook going on somewhere. I'm not sure what part of Texas it's in, though. It's a big,
yeah.
I mean, you
this
can couple.
Yeah, this is the second round. It's going to be down by San Antonio. I think that one's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes. San Antonio, that's right.
I didn't sign up for that one. It's too rich for my blood.
Oh, I'm telling you.
It's a good paying cook-off, but I just save my money.
Yes. You can go buy some scratch-offs. that's the way it looks at some of them big cooks.
Yeah, spend gas driving 5 hours to cook it and come home. Yeah, no, you're right. Lottery ticket, better odds.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I like to go and I love to cook, but them cooks like that, traveling that kind of distance is just hard to do. But I respect all the guys that do go do that, you know, because you know what it takes. I know what it takes, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and it's tough for them to do that, and it's a lot of expense.
Yeah.
So
I don't get to cook down that direction, so the flavor profile is a lot different, too.
Really? How is your flavor profile in your region? What are they really after? What do you strive to work on there?
If I cook in the metroplex in Dallas or Fort Worth in the cities, bigger cities, they normally don't like a heavy smoke. And mesquite's definitely not in the picture, but hickory and pecan usually does real well in the here in DFW.
Well, and, you know,
just a little sweet, a little heat, nothing unbearable.
Right, nothing really strong or nothing really
sweet.
Straightforward. It wants to be pretty subtle.
I find if I cook in the Metroplex, if you sauce your brisket, you'll do pretty decent than if you don't. But if you cook in some of these little smaller towns outside of Dallas, you know, in West Texas, or most of them don't like a sauced brisket.
When,
I cook
when
the same
sauce,
flavor profile, but I won't sauce it.
Right, right. Let me ask you a question here, and this is something that, and I just don't know, and this is something that is a pretty legitimate question. When you sauce your brisket, or when a brisket is sauced in your area, are you saucing it more of a barbecue-y sauce, like a barbecue-style sauce, or are you doing it more of a beefy steak flavor sauce? What do you do there?
Barbecue sauce.
A barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. Give it a little sweet on the top.
Well, see, I'm going to be honest. I've never sauced a brisket like that in a competition. You know, I just didn't know what you did. And you like a little sweet on the top of that.
Yeah, I mean, I personally wouldn't do it, but if I know a certain area, if I cooked it before, you know, especially in the city here in the Metroplex, they're used to eating sauce with all their barbecue.
Right.
You know, all the barbecue joints around here, they're all about sauce. And so you kind of, you know, with IBCA, they're not certified judges. It's people in the public coming to taste your food. So they're used to eating
right.
from these different barbecue places. So.
Right.
Where if you go around the hill country, Austin area, you know, they got all those barbecue houses down there, and they don't cook with sauce. And you do better without sauce in that area because that's what the, you know, that's what the public's used to eating.
Gotcha. And what sanction do you cook more of? It's not IPCA there as much. So is what, Lone Star, or what do
no,
you cook
I don't,
more?
I cook mostly IBCA.
Okay.
It's either usually IBCA or KCBS if I can get to one.
Okay. All right. Well, Stacy Lawler, Swamp Donkey's Barbecue, he's promoting a cook-off. I believe it's Shotgun Fred, I believe. Have you heard of that?
Shotgun Fred?
No, Shotgun Fred. I want to say Shotgun, but
oh.
I don't want to say this. Shotgun Fred. It's a KCBS. It's going to be a KCBS event. And let me see here. He posted quite often. He's really working it hard. It's going to be a pretty nice event. It looks like it's got some fine payouts on it. Let's see if I can find that.
They've got a new one coming up in Huntsville at the end of February. A KCBS. It used to be just Bedford. Now they've got one in around El Paso and I think they've got one in Midland now.
Yeah,
I think they're having one outside of Austin.
First annual Shotgun Fred Barbecue Showdown. And it will be a KCBS event. But I'm trying to think. You know, I pulled it up here, but I didn't know if you had heard about it. I mean, like I say, Texas is a country. It's not a state. It's a big
yeah.
one. Let's look here.
That one in El Paso, Huntsville?
Yeah, it's
in Huntsville. Yeah, that one's at the end of February.
KCB has sanctioned them in. Going to have some good payout and everything to it. And they even offer every quarter.
Yeah, that's the Houston area. Yeah, that cookout I'm gonna do in Ennis. I'm doing one in Ennis the same weekend as that, but it's an IBCA that I'm doing. But I want to do Huntsville, but my little—they're having a kids cookoff at the one in Ennis, and it's 30 miles from my house. So.
Yeah, that makes—I do understand that.
And the little one, the little one, ready to defend her title, so I had to go do that one.
She's got to. You got to have her a good apron and dress her up in a good team uniform and I don't know if it's a cowgirl hat or a cap. What does she prefer?
No hat at all.
No hat to her, boy. That's how we roll.
Nope.
That's what we do.
She don't mess around, but if I can keep her away from the other cooks, because usually she's known on the circuit now, and they spoil her to death.
I know. Goes and hits all the cooks and talks to every one of them, doesn't she?
Yeah,
that's
I have
how
to get her out of their campers. And they feed her. They load her up with chocolate and candy and hot chocolate or soda. And what, you're supposed to be over here helping me, kid.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't take the world for mine, but sometimes it is a challenge, isn't it?
I'd say this, my little one, she's pretty good. I love taking her to cook. I don't have to chase after her. She knows stay with me or stay in my sight. No arguing. So,
well,
I just make sure she's got plenty of her Capri Sun and donuts. And she's set. She's the queen of donuts.
Oh, mercy.
Well, I tell you what, looks like we have another caller here. Let me see if I can get him queued in and welcome him to the show. A good friend of mine, he is a Texas cook, Mr. John Reeves. Let's get him queued in right now. John, you with us? Welcome to the show.
I am, buddy. What's going on?
Man, we're just talking a little barbecue. We're talking some pork injections tonight, beef injections. Some fantastic rubs. We have Philip right here on with us from TalkTexanBarbecue.com. And we're talking about our girls that love to barbecue.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Girls and women that like to barbecue. I'm a fan.
That's right. That is exactly right. That is exactly right. So what's going on in your world today?
Man, I just waiting, you know, I'm starting to put together my list, so I'll be heading to San Antonio next week, and you know, all my stuff I got to get rounded up, and I'm, you know, trying to get all my ducks in a row, and got some stuff going on this weekend, you know, just trying to, then we got our show tomorrow night, and come to find out my wife slipped a disc in her back, so, I mean, that threw a kink in some things, so, you know, just typical everyday shit.
Bless her heart. I wish her the very best, speediest recovery. Hopefully that'll, I don't know what kind of time frame she's looking there on feeling better.
Well, we're a week into it so far, and you know, this ought to tell you something about our healthcare system, and I don't think it's going to get any better, but they called in a pain management specialist, and they can get her in around the 1st of February. Yeah, that does us a lot of good right now. You know, I mean, and this appointment was set last week. So, I mean, you know, they're just in no hurry.
Well, they just, you know, I'd be telling them to be prescribing something for pain right now. We'll see them as needed. We'll see them next month. But I hope she's laid up. I know it makes it a lot harder on her getting around. And wish Cheryl the very best right there, man. I hate to hear that.
Well, I thought, you know, she's had some back trouble in the past, and we've kind of dealt with it and stuff. And then just, you know, finally they threw their hands up and they're like, man, once a year you have a lot of problems. You're down for about a week or 10 days, you know. So finally we have doctors talked into giving her an MRI, and then that's what the MRI showed up. So, I mean, it's just it's a little bit more serious than what we thought. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. So we'll roll with the punches like we do with everything else. And you know, they're saying they can do a few things and correct it, you know, no surgery. So we'll just we'll take it, you know, with a grain of salt and get on with it.
Well, I understand. I do. And tell her I said I want her to get better quick. Wish her the very best on that.
Yeah, I think she'll be all right.
Now, John, I don't know if you know, we have Philip on the line here. I don't know if you've ever talked to Philip or have met him. Philip, now, how do you pronounce your last name? Lewin?
Lujan.
Lujan, okay.
Yeah.
John Reeves, this is Philip Lujan right here from TalkTexanBarbecue.com. We have had a good show just talking about his product and learning quite a bit about what he's doing. And I'm just going to tell you, it sounds so good, I'm just going to have to try some. I'm going to need some before February myself. I've got to try some out. And just sounds like some good stuff. And he is a fellow Texas brother.
Uh-oh. Are you going to the W3? Or are you going to San Antonio next week?
No, not cooking until the 22nd. I'll be cooking in Irving. I'm in North Texas cooking.
Well, we're up next in Helotes in that W3, and then when I first got on, I heard y'all talking about Stacy's, that one Stacy Lawler's been helping out with it, or helping kind of push a little bit, that KCBS that's kind of over by Houston. Man, we'd like to hit that one, but I think that's stretching it a little bit far for where we want to go this early in the season. But, you know, as far as KCBS, we are planning on doing the Midland KCBS that Chris puts on. So we're going to try to hit that one. And, you know, we did I helped a junior out this last year at Bedford. And we did really good at it. Were you at Bedford?
Yeah, I helped another team out in Bedford. I was working with Jamie at Jambo's barbecue shack at the time, so I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to cook that one, so I just helped another team out. But, yeah, that's the first time I met Junior was at Bedford. He's supposed to give me some of his rub. It's pretty good.
Yeah. It is. It's an excellent rub. I used it religiously. He sponsors me with it and stuff. And I went to Bedford and helped Junior out and at that cook. And man, is a hot son of a gun. You know, it was a lot of fun, and there's a lot of people. And I think there was 93, four teams or something like that. And there's like 104.
Man,
and Junior and I were apart. I don't think you could have been any further from turn in.
Yeah, we were. On the opposite end of the same lot, just all the same aisle as y'all were on, just all the way to the end, close towards the carnival area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was back there helping him. I had my cooking partner with me, and they went and bought her, like I say, she's spoiled at these cook-offs. They went off and bought her a swimming pool.
Wow.
Filled it up with water and let her play in the swimming pool so she wouldn't burn up.
Well, Junior gave me a couple of Gatorades and wished me the best of luck. So that's kind of how we rolled in that camp. We had a lot of fun, though. We did have a lot of fun.
It was brutal. Yeah, I'll probably do Midland. There's supposed to be one outside of Austin coming up sometime this year, too. I'll probably go do that one.
I haven't heard about that one yet. I guess, you know, of course, we do a lot more IBCA than we do anything else. So, you know, KCBS is still kind of really, well, I'll say kind of, it's still real new to me. But, you know, we plan on doing several. I'd like to do three or four this year at least. It's just, you know, like we're talking, you know, all the time, you know, and there's just not a lot to do in Texas and Oklahoma and New Mexico and stuff, kind of where we cook. And so it just, you have to drive a long ways to even, you're going to drive 300 to 400 miles just to get to one.
I'm surprised y'all hadn't got one up there. You're from Lubbock?
Yeah, but you know, yeah, I do. I live in Lubbock, but you know, Lubbock is so strong in IBCA, and I mean, IBCA is stout here in Lubbock, and you know, Lone Star used to be, and IBCA is just taking over. I mean, just flat taking over, and that's just kind of what. And you know, we keep up. We have a little points race up here every year with IBCA and the Panhandle chapter, so. You know, it's nothing against KCBS or anything else. It's just that's what everybody kind of goes with, and everybody's comfortable with the rules, and the promoters are comfortable with it. And, you know, Chris down there in Midland, you know, he's Jones, and with Collins Creek Barbecue, that savory pecan rub, you know, he's the one that's kind of got that deal, a ball rolling in Midland. And he kind of stuck his neck out and did one last year. And then last I heard, it's going to be April 24th and 5th this year. And, you know, and then 50 miles down the road, they're going to have an IBCA Shook on the same weekend. So I'm very interested to find out how that turns out. We plan on being at the KCBS one. That's what we've got on the calendar. So we'll just have to see. I'm hoping they're not splitting hairs over that deal and just having, you know, two big cooks that close to each other.
Well, last year they had the Cost for Kids. That's a huge one, the same weekend as Midland, so. It shouldn't be. I don't think it would be a problem.
Well, you know, it's well, we brought Chadwick down. He came to one of our cooks here in Lubbock, and it is a pretty standard, you know, IBCA deal. And I think we had the one that you came to, Chadwick. I can't remember. They all start to run together, but I think
70 teams.
You know, that's pretty average for in this area. So there's a lot of good cooks between that Lubbock, Amarillo, you know, that whole corridor right in here. And then, you know, where we draw a lot of teams in this part of the world is there's nothing east and west of us. So everybody will drive, you know, a couple hours, you know, Guthrie on into, you know, this way and Kroll into this direction. And then you get guys that drive from Roswell, New Mexico and stuff, and then come back in this direction. So, you know, I think that's where. Yeah, and of course, there's lots of good teams sitting right here in Lubbock too, though. So the competition's tough. I mean, it's just a hotbed for.
Well, you know, competition is a lot stronger now everywhere. I do believe. You know, barbecue is just keeps growing, leaps and bounds, and everybody's getting into it, and everybody enjoys it. Because it is, I think it does have some value and some moral to it. You know what I'm saying? And I just think it's so strong that's why everybody wants to be a part of it. And it just keeps growing and getting bigger, you know, the smaller competitions. The ones that, you know, we call a competition. If you've got 10 or 12 good teams, I mean, that's head-to-head right there. That's just like a showdown. But, They're all growing, you know. They're all growing. I mean, instead of by a team here or a team there, I mean the numbers are just starting to increase. I mean, a huge increase in numbers. So I mean, I contribute that to the word of barbecue, the world of barbecue, and how we all promote it. I mean, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And you know, you've got shows. All kind of cook shows, Food Network shows, Travel Channel
YouTube.
Shows, YouTube. Yeah, YouTube is huge. YouTube has got all types of barbecue. Anybody can be a barbecue star on YouTube, and and it's amazing, and everybody enjoys it so much that I think it's just the next big sport. I mean, it's taken over. And it's going to continue to grow. I have no doubt about that. And Philip, with you being in the business of rubs and injections, you know, just like that's just like a sauce business, or you know, that's part of it. And I think it's just going to continue to grow and become stronger.
Yeah, there's more and more people coming out with rubs every day. There's somebody new.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys. That's like everything else. there's everybody, you know, somebody's going to come up with something different. And, you know, and it's going to be basically this or that. It's how they market it. It's if they want to actually be in the game or just introduce something. You know, I mean, you see them come and you see them go. You don't see many stay around very long. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And the ones that stay around, you know, they're really putting their heart and soul into it, and they're really trying to put out a good product, you know. So a big old shout out to, you know, everybody that really works hard, wants to support barbecue and just make it better. But I tell you what, it's like I said earlier, I'm going to have to try some of that, and can't wait to try some of it. I hadn't actually done any cooking in the last, man, I've been down for since before Christmas. So, you know, I'm due for a good cook. I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, I've got to get my fix in on my cook before long.
Well, I've done probably 15 racks of ribs and probably 20 briskets since Christmas. And you know, we're tossing, turning, trying to figure out if we're going to do any briskets for this weekend. And, you know, and my biggest deal is because I've got a new pit, you know, I've been trying to cook on it as much as possible to learn, you know, the ins and outs and the good and the bad about it before I hit the competition trail. And, you know, and of course, you know, I like to cook anyway, and I'm not going to turn down a dollar for a brisket. So, that's my biggest deal is I've been trying to, you know, first one of the things is justify that new pit and, you know, and learn the ins and outs before I go make a fool of myself, you know, in front of 150 other teams in 10 days, you know.
Yeah, that's a big fear. I don't want to make a fool of myself in front of the in front of anybody. But you know what? As much as we love to cook and how we cook, and somebody told me earlier today, you know, dude, you got it, you know, you can get out there and you can cook a damn hot dog in front of them and make it look good. So, you know, it's just, we got it in us, and that's what we got to do.
Well, that's the thing, though, man, is, you know, some of these cooks, you know, and I'm not saying we've got it in the bag, but the guys that cook will understand what I'm saying is, you know, there's some of these cooks, oh, they're expecting 20, 30 teams. I know who's going to be there. I mean, I'm going to cook, you know, what I normally cook. And where the chips fall, that's where we're going to be at, and we'll be happy with it. But, you know, this one that I'm starting off with, the first one of this year, had been at W3 down there. If you haven't, you need to look at the list of who's going to be there. And don't kid yourself. There are some tough. I mean, there's 150 teams, and I'm nervous about 100 of them. You know, and we've won a lot, so that ought to, you know, I mean, it might as well be Bedford, the IBCA edition. You know what I mean? I mean, it's going to be that tough. And Bedford was a tough, tough cook. You know, so you know, I've talked to my buddies, and I know where we're going to park and everything. But also, you know, that's when you do is when you see that, you know, that chart, find out where you're going to park at, and then you start looking at the list, and oh man, they're coming, or oh crap, you know, there's some teams out there that make me look, you know, I mean, we've done good, but some of them teams I can't hold a candle to on a standard day, so you got to bring your A game.
Well, you know, you're still a new team. I mean, some of these guys have been cooking for years and years and years, and it don't intimidate me. We just go and have some fun. You know, I'm going to be going head-to-head and cooking with a lot of cooks this year, and somebody asked me the other day, what's your main how are you going to compete with them guys? And I said, well, I'm not going to compete with them. I'm going to compete against myself and work on putting out the best product that I know I can put out. And once you do that, I don't care if it's the number one best super KCBS team in the world. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not directing that towards any team. I'm just saying as an example. You know, we're just going to go cook and have our game and do our thing and have fun. And
not worry about who we're cooking against. And that's just how I think we're going to do it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the biggest thing is you just got to, you know, do what you do. You know, there's a lot of cooks. They completely change their recipes, you know, depending on where they're at. And then there's some cooks that slightly change it depending on where they're at. And then there's some cooks, it don't matter where they're at. They're cooking the exact same thing no matter what. You know, and I would have to say that, you know, we're a team that somewhere between slightly and exactly the same. I mean, if we change anything, it's very minor. But, you know, I don't know what's right or wrong, you know, because at IBCA, you know, they're not certified and stuff, and you're dealing with a lot of the public, so you're trying to cater to the public's taste, and there's so many damn profiles in Texas that it's hard to pinpoint what they're wanting. And we've talked about this 100 times, but it's the truth, man. It's just, you know, and then you don't know what they're going to want that day. Like we've joked around about it, is I got a first-place brisket at that state championship here in Lubbock. And the next weekend, I went the 40 miles down the road to a cook that wasn't a third of the size. And you know what is a state championship, too, but I think they had 26 teams or something. Anyway, I didn't crack the top 10. I think I got a final table was it. And I cooked the exact same brisket. I'm the exact same thing. So,
well, that happens. I mean, that happens. You can't, I mean, that's just how the ball bounces. I mean, you can't, it happens. And we discussed that a little earlier, you know, there was many cooks I went to that I got a call. I mean, I never went to a cook-off that I didn't get a call. And I finally went to one I didn't get a call, and it devastated. It crushed me. And, it's a humble experience, and you just shake it off and go on and get ready for the next one. That's all you can do.
That's exactly right, and that's the thing. I think we only had 2 cook-offs in the last 18 months that we didn't get a call on. And one of them was the IBCA Invitational there in Dallas, or I can't remember the name, Trader's Village. Couldn't believe it. Some of the best stuff I've ever turned out. And then one was in San Antonio at the Texas Trophy Hunters last February or March, I believe. So, and I knew my profiles were off. And that's the deal is my profile, you know, we just didn't have the right profile at the Trophy Hunters. But at the one over there in Dallas at Trader's Village, I don't know what it had. I don't know what. It was pretty and wonderful food, I thought, but just, I mean, didn't even get a final table on anything. And, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I didn't even know how to act.
Well,
you know, I mean, I just like, you got to be kidding me.
It's a hard cook,
huh? Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, when it happens, guys, I mean, you know, as well as I do it, it just happens, and we just shake it off and roll and go and do it again. And you're going to roll. You're going to give your pit. You're going to break your pit in. Philip, you need to see John's pit. He's got a pretty cool pit now. And he had a cool pit before, but he completely changed it up. Now he's rolling big, bad 454 style, I guess. He owns oil rigs, so he ain't worried about the gas. Right, John?
I own a quart of Pennzoil in the garage. That's about the closest I get to an oil rig. But
well,
yeah,
it's a rack.
I'm fixing to buy me an enclosed trailer. We're fixing to rig an enclosed trailer to put behind my truck, and I've found them anywhere from 16 foot to 24 foot, and we're just trying to figure out, you know, which one's gonna best suit us, and you know, of course, playing with the money, because the 16 foot, I know where it's at, and it's about half rigged. It wouldn't take but just a little bit to finish it out. But there's a 24 foot that's really, really nice. It's worth the dough. it doesn't have anything with it. I'd have to start from scratch, you know, putting everything in, you know, kitchen and everything in it. So, I don't know. I don't even, you know, it's one of those deals where you hit a wall or a glass ceiling and you're trying to figure out what's the best option.
Right. Well, it just takes a little work. Whatever you do, it's going to take a little work, and I'm sure you can get it done.
So, well, Chris, I'm about to sign off, buddy. I know you still got a few minutes left in your show. I was running a couple errands, and I thought, well, I'll call in and see what my buddy in Tennessee's doing.
Well, I'm glad you called in, and I hope you have a good evening tomorrow night. I'll do my best to call in, and I'm glad you got to meet Philip.
Yeah.
And we will talk again. Have a good night, John.
You too, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. See you later. You can kind of relate to where he's talking about all these cooks, you know. I mean, here in Tennessee, I just can't keep up with all these Texas cooks, man, I'm telling you. And I've got a lot of friends in Texas, and I'm telling you, this Facebook is crazy. It's just amazing what it does for all us barbecue people. It just connects us.
Yeah. Kind of like you said, Texas is a country, not a state. That's why I've never cooked in the Lubbock area, because that's about a 7-8 hour drive for me.
Really? Well,
Let's stay in the same state. I could roll 4 hours and cook in a KCBS in Oklahoma, and you know, plenty around
right.
The metroplex area. So it's hard to hit them.
Where you at? That's right. It's where you at. I agree with you completely, and it is. It's hard to hit them all. We like to support them and try to go, but you know, you just can't do them all. We just have a good time doing it, and we like to go cook. We like to go support. We like to go try to just get in all of it and meet everybody we can. That's for sure. I know I do. That's one of the biggest challenges I have at a cook-off is I like to go around and meet and talk to everybody. And, you know, by the time you're talking and doing and trying to cook, you run out of time. And that's just a fact. I know I do. I run out of time. I always run out of time in a cook-off. I think if we went and set up Thursday morning that we could still run out of time and stayed on Sunday. You know, just getting down there Friday afternoon, setting up, cooking all night and doing your thing, turning in Saturday midday and packing up and going back home, that's a hard trip, and you don't have any time to play. Especially meet anybody, and I do. I mean, I take a lot of pride in my sad time getting to visit with everybody. I was going to say I was going to look you up on Facebook. I don't think we're friends, but we need to be.
You can find me through my personal page, too.
Okay. Let me do that. Let me just do that right now, because I tell you what, Facebook is a wonderful social network that just connects you with the whole world and tons of friends. And, of course, we just stay so busy trying to market and brand ourselves. It is amazing the time we spend on the computer anymore. I don't know what age fella you are, but now I'm gonna tell you, 20 years ago I would have never pictured myself doing all this computer work that I do and staying on this computer as much as I do now. Are you I didn't grow up in this age.
I'm just grateful for a smartphone.
I'm telling you, you're right. That is a that is true. It's
smarter than me.
Yeah, bad. Me too. I feel you. I feel your pain. I know what you're saying. You know, I wore this phone out and still don't know half of the things it does. You know, I'll push a button and it's doing something new. And I said, man, I didn't know that. And it's time to swap phones again. So, well, I tell you what, Philip. I want everybody to that's listening in to give you a call and talk to you about some of these injections, some of these rubs. They just need to. TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Your phone number is 817-657-5616. That is how they can get in touch with you. Philip Lujan, right here on Facebook. So there's right there. They ought to be able to get in touch with you. If they want to touch, get in touch with you and talk to you, you're there for them. And I'm gonna shoot you a private message here in a little while and see what we can get cooked up and going. Maybe we can get you introduced into the Tennessee Barbecue Association. I know I'll do my very best to do that for you. We'll just try to make it roll from here.
Sounds pretty good to me.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're about out of time tonight. I've had just a wonderful show. Enjoyed immensely talking to you and talking about your product, your rubs. You know, the spicy honey really sounds good to me. The Texas pecan, you know, the honey chipotle, all those rubs. I like a rub with some heat, with some flavor, with some sweetness to it. Your steak rub sounds good. Your brisket rub, you know, everybody needs a brisket rub. But the injection, now you said something earlier I want to touch base on before we finish up. On your brisket injection, you say it's a little thicker. It's a little thicker than most of the injections.
Well, I mean, when you mix it, I know a lot of guys, including myself, will mix it on a Thursday. You know, get all their injections and brines mixed up on Thursday, so all they got to do is pack them. When they get to the cook-off, it's all done. But the longer it sets up, the thicker it'll get. Like my directions say, a quarter cup of powder to 2 cups of liquid.
Right.
It'll set up. It'll get a little thicker, which is what I was told a lot of cooks wanted was thicker because, you know, the other injections, the way their mixture is, it runs right through the brisket.
Right.
Mine, I've yet to have anybody complain about leaving streaks. Me personally, I've never had streaks in my brisket since I've used it. But like I said, the good thing about it is if it's too thick, you can add a little more liquid to it, thin it out, but it won't hurt the potency of the injection.
Right, okay.
Because some of them say if you dilute it too much, you kind of kill the potency, you know, what makes it hold the moisture
right
in the brisket. Mine won't do that. You can add another cup of water if you want it super thin. You can add whatever you want. Potency will still, the ingredients will still keep it doing what it's supposed to do. And how to tell, you know, it's got more of a onion, garlic, more of a flavor profile than, you know, the other one just kind of tastes like a beef broth, you know, dried up beef
broth.
This one's got flavor to it. So.
Well, that was one of the things I was going to ask you next. Is it an injection that you would want to mix with beef broth? Like cut it maybe half and half with water and beef broth or all beef broth?
I personally use water, just straight water. It's just your personal preference. I just tell everybody try it how you like it. You know, if you're using Butcher's or Cosmo's or Fab, and you're using, you know, beef broth, then try it. You know, me personally, I like to just use straight water.
Well, that sounds good. That really does. That really sounds good. That's well. I'll be talking to you. We're gonna get together, and I've got to get some stuff, and we'll check. I want to try some of this. Try some of your rubs out and try some of your injection out. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to tell you, it's been an honor to have you on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. We really hadn't taken a lot of calls simply because I've had you on. And, you know, most of the guys that call in and listen in, we always have big numbers. You know, a lot of guys like to listen, call in and just to listen. So it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight, Philip. You know, you're always welcome to call into the show. And maybe we can get you hooked up with the Tennessee Barbecue Association, maybe get you something going and get you some orders from Tennessee, because, I mean, hey, it don't take any longer to get it from you as it does anywhere else. UPS right to the door, and just excited about trying some of it. It's been a pleasure to meet you and have you on. And any other time you want to call in or come on, you know, you're always welcome, and I would love to have you again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome, Philip. Anything else I can do for you, just shoot me a text. I sent you a friend request on Facebook, so I'm there waiting for you. So we will get together and talk some more. But I do appreciate you coming on and talking rubs and sauces and, well, not sauces as much as injections, but rubs and injections. And look forward to doing some stuff with you. Hope you have a great night and come back anytime. And anything else, you know I'm here for you.
Sounds pretty good to me. I appreciate it very much.
Well, you're quite welcome, Philip. Well, have a great night, and I'm going to go on and finish the show up. If there's anybody you want to give them a shout-out to, you're more than welcome to do it.
I'll just say if anybody needs a good spice company, blender, co-packer for your seasonings, give Quifco Spice Sales a call. They're out of Burleson, Texas. I know a lot of people ask me where to get their seasonings done or made up if they just need pepper or whatever. They're a pretty good company to deal with. Like I said, they're family-owned, and they're easy to deal with. But
that's
I appreciate
awesome.
You having me on.
Brother, you call back anytime. I thank you for coming on the show, and look forward to doing some business with you.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a great – all right, you're quite welcome. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, this is Chris Chadwick. We have had a good show. We've had Philip Lujan on tonight. He is the owner of TalkTexanBarbecue.com, and he has got some pork injection, beef injection, and several rubs out on the market. And it's always a pleasure to have somebody on that's got a product out that's trying to get it out in the country. He's had some great wins. It's tied for first place, the American Royal. Come in second, I mean, on pork with that injection. You know, that sounds like something I want to try. I don't know about you, but I would love to try it. So, guys, give him a call, 817-657-5616. He's a super great guy. He'll be glad to talk with you about anything he can to help you out on your game plan. And just give Philip a call. He would love to hear from you, and I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I've enjoyed doing the show. As always, this is Chris Chadwick. We always try to let the smoke roll every Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. We would love to have you call in, be a part of the show. We want to thank John Reeves for calling in and giving us a shout-out. We always like talking to John. We just talk barbecue, plain and simple. That's all we do. We have a good time doing it. And we have the passion for it. We love to do it. We do want to thank Barbecue Superstars for being our sponsor. This show has been brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. Go check that website out, and you will find anything and everything you need right there. So this is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We have let the smoke roll tonight, and we're going to get out of here and sign off. We love you. God bless you. And be sure to check out all the shows, one every night of the week. Sunday night, Lance Moore. Monday night, Chris Fulmer. Tuesday night, Lori Frazee. Wednesday night, right here, Chris Chadwick in the house. Thursday night, John Reeves. Friday night, Daryl Mass. So we've got, like I say, great shows every night of the week. We'd love to have you call in. Don't be shy. It's just talking. You're talking on the phone is as easy as 1, 2, 3. You do it every 10 minutes of the day. Call in and have a good time with us. We appreciate everybody listening in, calling in, listening in on the chat room. Thank you and good night.